A profile of accomplishments for the City of West Monroe and the outlook for 2013 is presented by Mayor Dave Norris in a State of the City address this week. West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce President Courtney Hornsby joins me to share on what's taking place and economic hopes of the Chamber this year. Well, Courtney, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Chamber has had an active start to the new year, a State of the City address from West Monroe Mayor Dave Norris. What are some of the projects you anticipate being discussed at the event coming up Thursday?
Well, I know Mayor Norris is putting together a PowerPoint presentation where he's really going to highlight some of the past accomplishments of the City of West Monroe, which includes the Sparta Project, some of the new developments at our local parks, and new projects that are going to be taking place in 2013. I think so many people are interested to know about the City of West Monroe. The turnout has been phenomenal. I think people are very excited about the projects going on in West Monroe. This is also an opportunity for him to introduce his city alderman to the audience, as well as his department heads, some of those key leaders who've really been out there making these projects happen.
Now, as you lead the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce, if you were to assess the economic picture from the Chamber's viewpoint, what are some of the positive things going into 2013?
You know, we really do feel very optimistic about 2013, not only in our membership itself. Our businesses are doing well. They are really putting all their efforts into learning new skills and new trades to help them stay in business and be successful. You know, we really see some growth in certain areas of Ouachita Parish, particularly in West Monroe, West Ouachita, and that includes the healthcare industry. We just see a lot of growth in that area. Of course, Glenwood just made some major announcements of expansions that they've been working on, and we're just so proud of the accomplishments they've had here at our hospital. You know, of course, if we think on our bigger picture of Ouachita Parish, with CenturyLink, that they're planning a major expansion of their campus. And certainly that will impact all of the parish, including West Monroe, West Ouachita. Not only will we have an influx of hundreds of new workers to this area, but a lot of them will choose to live over here, and we need to be ready. We need to be prepared for that. You know, we see other expansions, too, in some of the other areas and industries in town. And we just feel very optimistic about the local economy. Things seem to be picking up. But through the Chamber, our goal is to continue to be able to provide services and education to those businesses, particularly our small businesses, to help them stay in business and be successful.
And where do you see the challenges? You mentioned preparing for an influx of workers here to the area. Is it preparation of that expansion that we could see in the area? What do you see as some of the challenges?
You know, you're going to see us, again, working with local agencies and partners in really trying to unify the community, everybody combining their resources together to be able to tell our story and to tell it well, particularly to these people who are moving here. You know, they're moving here from all parts of the United States, and they don't know much about the Monroe, West Monroe area, and we want them to be happy here. We want them to feel a part of the community. We want their children to be successful in their schools. We want them to become actively engaged in the community, and so it's our job to be able to reach out to these folks to make them feel connected so that they're happy and that they want to stay here. And, you know, again, with any challenge, again, with the new year, just, again, trying to seek out what it is that our businesses are needing from us to be able to stay successful and to stay in business. Our challenge is to be able to try to meet those needs so that we can help our membership stay strong and stay successful.
Courtney Hornsby serves as president of the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. Courtney, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.